is our desire or our wish for God, that we shall in time break down the time that man has created. It's foolishness. I am very concerned that you, and others like you, should be the propagator of this great revelation which is so intentional and happy, and the way there from the world. Today you will stand on the bridge, as it were, of destruction. Any time that bridge which in itself is so unreliable that it is doubtful if it was to turn away to the best mind, because man himself unconsciously and in some ways consciously has brought into being such a condition of confusion, such a condition of hatred and intolerance. There is so much intolerance that is placed upon the world to man's foolishness. And this something is done very soon. I can see that the weight of man's foolishness and evil combined with his lack of spirituality will destroy the very bridge that enables man to reach his destiny, to be sure of peace and harmony. We of this life for a long time have chosen to build between our world and yours a bridge whereby man could climb to heights and find that peace which your world could not give. We know that it is only in this truth, only in this realization of communication between the so-called dead and the living, that lies the salvation of your world. All history repeats itself. History shows the very foundation of man's happiness is in the knowledge and the realization of the life that is to come. The earth's life is but the training ground. It is but a school in which man must learn the lesson, which will in consequence give him the opportunity to inherit the kingdom of the living by the servant.